Last October, researchers announced they'd be looking into water quality in private wells in southwestern Wisconsin.
The move came in the face of growing concern about groundwater contamination in the region. And with the first phase of research complete, new findings have been released that are adding to that concern.
Hope Kerwin is a reporter for WPR News based in La Crosse. Hope, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
Now, what were researchers looking for when they were testing the wells in southwestern Wisconsin?
So this is the first part of a two-year study that's taking place in three counties in southwestern Wisconsin. So they tested 301 private wells. They sent kits out to the homeowners, the well owners, and they took samples of their water. And they were looking for levels of bacteria and nitrates to understand the water quality in these areas.
And which counties were they?
So this is Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette County. So down in the southwestern part of the state, this is also known as kind of the driftless area. So, you know, it's an interesting kind of geography and topography there.
Right. We've heard and we've talked on this show a lot about Kewaunee County in northeastern Wisconsin, almost the opposite side of the state, and concerns about these kinds of contamination. Is this something that people have been at least worried about in southwestern Wisconsin in years past?
Yeah, so there are similarities in the kind of the geography of these regions. They share the same kind of bedrock, and that is that fractured and porous. So it allows water and therefore sometimes contaminants to travel down into the groundwater. And so people have been kind of quick to point that out. But in talking with a conservationist in Iowa County about this, she was quick to point out the differences between places like Kewaunee County and Iowa County, where she's at. She pointed out that there are no CAFOs or concentrated animal feeding operations, large farms that are common in Kewaunee County. There are none of those in Iowa County. Those places are a little bit more spread out. The population centers are not as concentrated as the Northeast. So, there are some differences between the areas.
All right, let's dig into the results now of the testing. What were some of the key findings of, as you say, this first round of testing?
So of the 301 private wells, 42% of those wells were considered unsafe based on state standards for bacteria and nitrates. So they were looking at coliform bacteria, total coliform numbers. So coliform bacteria isn't in and of itself illness causing, but it is used as an indicator when looking at water quality as that there could be disease causing bacteria or parasites or other things in the water that could cause illness. So 34% of the samples tested positive for total coliform numbers, and 4% of the samples tested positive for E. coli. So that is actually an illness-causing bacteria that's found in human and animal waste, and those well owners were immediately notified that they had E. coli. That's a pretty serious, can be pretty serious in a water. So those well owners were notified so that they could have their wells disinfected. 16% of the wells also tested above the state standard for nitrates. So nitrates are a compound that are associated with something called blue baby syndrome. And so that's where it's fatal for infants because their blood can't carry oxygen to the rest of their body. So it's particularly dangerous for infants and pregnant women. But they're also finding that high nitrate levels can be associated with things like colorectal cancer, thyroid disease, and central nervous system defects.
I know this study is in the early stages, but are there ideas about where this contamination is coming from?
So that will actually be kind of the next steps of this study. They're planning to do another round of private well testing in the spring, and just to kind of compare the two seasons. These tests were taken in November. And so once they have that data about where contamination is in these areas, they're going to also look at kind of where these wells are located, the construction of these wells, and then other factors around them that could be causing contamination. Even though we've seen other studies and other information come out about kind of the human or animal sources for these contaminants, the researchers were very, very quick to say that we don't know where the contamination is coming from right now. You know, previous testing has not been very extensive in this part of the state. And so there's not a lot of good data to understand where the contamination is coming from.
We're talking to Hope Kerwin, WPR reporter based in La Crosse, looking at recent testing of wells in southwestern Wisconsin, three counties there, finding high levels of worrisome contaminants or indicators of possible contamination in many of those wells. Hope, we mentioned northeastern Wisconsin. Now, there are 15 counties in that part of the state that are going to be under stricter rules for getting rid of manure to protect their groundwater from contamination. Those I don't think are in effect yet, but those don't apply at all to these counties we're talking about in southwestern Wisconsin. Is that right?
That is correct.
Is there any, as you talk to people in the area, and as you mentioned, researchers are not saying this is a manure problem at this stage. Are people talking about, hey, maybe we should be thinking about new guidelines for possible water contamination here?
So the county conservationist that I talked to from Iowa County, she said that eventually they are hoping to be able to use this data and the information about where contamination is coming from in this area to be able to make decisions about, you know, how farmers can spread manure or how people can use fertilizers and other decisions about septic systems or other well systems, how wells should be constructed. She's hoping that this data will help inform those kinds of policy and regulation decisions in the future.
Now, this was a random sampling, but I think there was that same conservationist you were just talking about who was randomly selected as one of the sample people, right? What did she have to say about how the process worked, you know, as a homeowner?
Yeah, she actually, her well, private well, came up as part of the random sampling. So she got to go through the process of, you know, taking the water sample, sending it into the lab and receiving the results. And actually, even though she said that, you know, she does test her private well, her well results came back as positive for the total coliform, that non-illness causing bacteria that could indicate that there are other illness causing things in her water. So she said she's actually going to be following her own advice. And, you know, they advise people that did have their wells test positive to confirm those results by getting another test. Those are fairly low cost. And if that second test comes back as positive, you can then have your well disinfected. And that's a pretty effective way to address the total coliform or the E. coli bacteria.
Now, again, this is the first stage in a longer-term study. What are the next steps now?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, they're going to be doing another round of testing in the spring just to get more data. And then they'll be diving in deeper into kind of the geography of the area, understanding, you know, where these wells are dug and the construction of the wells, you know, even as far as when they were built, kind of the design. You know, those are all important indicators of how contamination could be getting into the groundwater and how that could be impacting the larger situation.
We'll leave it there for now. Hope, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
That was Hope Kerwin, WPR news reporter based in La Crosse. She was with us to talk about the results of a study that found more than 40% of a sample of private wells in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties had unsafe levels of contamination.
In response to the study's results, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced today that he'd be creating a task force to look at water quality issues across the state. In a statement, he called reports of groundwater contamination in southwestern Wisconsin, quote, disturbing, and added that every Wisconsinite should have access to safe, clean drinking water.